This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs. needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Hey, hey, Wahoos and ACC fans. Frank and Hobbo in studio. And a very nice, seasonally decent day today, right?
Yes, Chamber of Commerce Day. You know, a beautiful September, October in Virginia. You can't beat the weather. You know,
trees are starting to change.
Comfortable in the daytime, cool at night. You can open the window and get, even though you said you didn't sleep particularly well last night, hopefully you can make up for that this coming evening. But nevertheless, beautiful day and a good day Saturday for the Wahoos. Played extraordinarily well and ran that football.
I tell you what, you know, when you open the game and cause a fumble,
that's a good omen to start.
And you give the ball to the offense in the red zone, and the offense makes short order of that, throws a touchdown pass, Calandria to Malachi Fields, and all
cashes
of a sudden,
in, as they say.
All of a sudden, it's 7-0. And Virginia has had so few games like that in the last 3 years, if any.
Yeah,
maybe none.
I mean, that's a great open to force a turnover and score immediately. Some of the Chanticleer fans probably hadn't even gotten to their seat yet, and they looked up on the board, and they're down a touchdown.
Well, you know, 22,000 and some odd number of fans were at the game. Stadium holds 20,000, so somebody was selling tickets that were must have been writing them on cardboard.
That's a good point. They were excited about this. They don't have very many Power Four teams visit their stadium, so you know they were pumped up. And Virginia fortunately let the air out of the balloon right away.
Well, you know, Coastal Carolina in the last 3 or 4 years has had a remarkable run. Unfortunately, they lost their coach, got hired away. The star quarterback got hired away by the Wolfpack, and unfortunately he got hurt, and NC State is in free fall.
I don't know what's going on with them, but I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the spread was like 3 or 3.5 points going
into
the game,
which I thought was bogus at the time, but you know, Las Vegas has these computers and they feed all this information.
It's all data related. But who's on the show tonight, Mr. Maloney?
We have a show tonight?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
In drive time,
hey.
No less.
Hey, how did we get up at 5 o'clock? I feel like I'm still asleep.
The Commanders.
Yes.
They keep changing the Redskin name on me here. You know, I'm old school.
I can't say I like it. All right. So tonight we are very fortunate to have Mike Mullins, former UVA offensive lineman who played, I believe he played for the tail end of George Welsh and the early years of Al Groh. And I got to know him years ago. Someone introduced me to him and has always been a first-class guy and has been an excellent contributor to our show. He's on in just a few minutes. Then we have Dr. Boyd Rawls, orthopedic specialist at Ortho Virginia. And then later in the show, we have Dave Glenn, an expert on the ACC, a good friend of mine in the media world, and an excellent guest.
He knows what he's talking about.
This is going to be a haymaker of a show. The Wahoos are 3-1, 1-0 in the ACC. And Mike Mullins, have you ever had a better Sunday morning waking up to read your newspaper?
It was very, very nice. You know, when the Hokies lose and we win, it's always a good weekend.
You know, I can't really say that. I will say that I watched some of that Hokie game, and there's something not happening for them right now.
They're not firing on all eight cylinders for whatever reason. They're getting slow starts. They're digging holes, which they seem to come back and then lose at the end, which they did again on Saturday.
Well, the quarterback has got all this talent in the world, but he is, his biorhythms are off. Something is off there, and I don't know if it's his, he's not communicating well with the OC, or he's not communicating well with his teammates, but we'll talk about that later in the show. I want to talk about the Wahoos. Calandria was under fire a little bit after the Maryland loss, and he acquitted himself quite well against the Chanticleers as an unbelievable game manager. As far as I'm concerned, he took the game plan that Des Kitchings and Coach Elliott laid out for him, and he ran it perfectly. I mean, he ran for 59 yards. He threw for 133, I believe. Had no interceptions, was 13 of like 20, isn't that right? 22?
I have to check that.
Anyway, he was...
Hold that thought. I'll have it in a minute.
Anyway, he was...
You're right, 13 of 20 for 131 yards.
He threw the ball beautifully and was on time, and he took what the defense gave them. But I want to talk about the run game, which has been MIA since Elliott got there. And you know, when Tony Elliott first started talking about this way back when, I said, do you have a whole bunch of offensive linemen you're bringing to Charlottesville? What do you think, Mike?
Well, it's always a good thing to see, you know, a stable of running backs. I mean, and some really, really large guys that are out there running the ball really well. I mean, I think that's what they were talking about. They hadn't had that many rush yards since like 1998 versus San Jose State, which luckily I was at that. I was there, and Thomas Jones was behind us, so it was awesome to see that. I mean, it opens up everything. I mean, at that point, when you can run the ball, you can do a lot of things out there, and Calandria took advantage of that stuff.
You know, Xavier Brown has been nicked up ever since he came to Virginia, and now he finally seems to be getting healthy, and he has a 170-yard day on 9 carries.
Yeah, that's pretty good yards per carry average.
And two of those runs on the left side behind Noah Josie were things of beauty. I mean, he used his elusiveness and his burst right as he got into that second level and veered to the sidelines, and he made some nice moves.
And since you brought up the name, Noah Josie was named ACC Offensive Lineman of the Week, so we want to give him a shout-out.
Well, he deserves it. He's a big boy, and he blocked really well, and his grades have been good this year, but according to the Pro Football Foundation or whoever it is. Mike, let's talk about that. This was a game that became fairly comfortable. I believe it was 27-10 at halftime after that beautiful 47-yard field goal by Will Bettridge, who, you know, when you go 3 for 3 in field goal attempts and you make your PATs, your teammates are going to probably buy you extra hamburgers, you know? I mean, you're right?
You know, perfection is all you can ask.
Absolutely. You don't want to, I mean, and those are like free throws. You know, we're supposed to make those, and those are supposed to be gimmies. So, yeah, we want to make sure we make that stuff.
Yeah, don't bring up free throws. The Hoos struggled at the free throw line last year, but that's a subject we'll pick up later in the fall.
How about wrong season?
Oh, no. Well,
I have to remind him all the time.
You know, I mean, Frank always tells me for 16 years, he keeps saying it's always a football season, and that's hard for a hoopster to hear.
Well, it won't be long before you've got the blue and white game, which – it's still a mystery. How come it's not the blue-orange game?
I don't know. It must be Pepsi sponsors it. They may say something. But, hey, we're visiting with Mike Mullins. Mike, the team has a week off. Is this a good point? And the interesting thing is they have 4 games and then a week off and then 4 games and then a week off. So the open weeks, I think, are pretty well situated for this team. How did you feel getting a week off? Try to recover a little bit from the dings and bruises?
Yeah, I think it's always a good time to get in that cold pool and making sure you're getting all your treatments in and, stretching and doing all those types of things because this is a long season. So, I mean, you know, you're out there getting – it's like train wrecks, you know, train wreck after train wreck after train wreck. So you need to do some rehab on that body after that point.
So let's go back you know, Kobe Pace has been the workhorse this year. Xavier Brown ends up being the star of the game against Coastal. They got a bye week here. Are the coaches are debating amongst themselves, hey, we need that type of runner in Xavier Brown. Cubby Pace probably would have been a better fit as a starting tailback for Bronco as opposed to Tony Elliott's style in the game they played today. You think there's much chatter between the coaches about, hey, maybe we should start Xavier Brown?
I don't know. It's tough. It's interesting as how, you know, maybe one of those running backs actually fits in the game plan against who they're playing against too. So, I mean, it could be, you know, one has a better outing against this front versus this front that we're going up against in Boston College. So there may be some chatter on that end, but I think having the kind of two-headed monster back there is always a win for us at that point, I think, when both of them are doing well.
And I want to see Greasy in there more. I'm gonna start nagging Tony Elliott about Greasy. to me, Greasy presents a better dual threat. For some reason, he has proven to be a dangerous receiver, and he's a little bit taller than these guys. I want to see Greasy in there a little bit more, and you know, let's run him in there quite a bit. And I want to see some more throws to the tight ends. If they're going to beat Boston College, which is the next game, which is on October 5th at 12 noon, which was announced today.
Yep.
And
noon
then
kick.
And then the week after that, Virginia plays Louisville at home. These are games they've got to have the tight end involved. They've got to get him involved. And you remember your day, back in your day, Virginia always had great tight end play. And it seems to me that the tight ends Virginia has right now actually are pretty effective.
Yeah, no, they look well, and I think having each one of those facets of the game actually in their pocket, I mean, you've got to be able to utilize everything, because one thing may not work, and hey, we need something else, and having, you know, good tight ends. But I think they had maybe one, it was Ennis, that had a little bit of a injury there, I think, in that game too. But hopefully everybody's okay on that end and getting back after this week. But yeah, that'd be great to add them into the fold at this point.
I think Sage Ennis came back into the game.
Okay.
He just got a little nick. The player I'm a little concerned about is Hammond, the defensive tackle. He went out, and Virginia cannot afford to lose anybody in the D-line. The D-line is they're veterans, they're strong, they're stout, and Virginia's got to have them. But all right, so Calandria, 5'10". How does he see over these big monsters? And, you know, if you don't roll him out, how does he know where the hell to throw the ball?
Well, hopefully those guys are up there and they're low in their stance. That's what I always said, the low man wins, right? So hopefully they're under his eyesight when they're beating those guys up front. So, and he's moving around enough. I think it was Marcus Hagans that was behind us.
Yes.
So, I mean, it was very, very similar on that end. But, yeah, he's moving around in the pocket, and he's got good vision.
What's the psychology now, Mike? It's got to be pretty encouraging to have a good win going into a bye week, and you know, they got a tough schedule ahead. BC is certainly better than a lot of people thought at the beginning of the year. Louisville, obviously, very talented, and then they have to go to Clemson. So these next three games are going to take you know, the whole package, as they say, offense, defense, and special teams.
Well, no, absolutely. Coming in off the road with a win into a bye week, I mean, and they've had good solid games. Even a loss is one of those things that was tough. But over the course of time, they've figured out how to win. They're playing entire ball games and they're not giving up. So again, I think it's one of those things that they're going to go in there, hopefully get rehabbed up and maybe get some folks back that they were maybe not expecting to get back, but yeah, I think this will be a good thing for him to get ready for Boston College.
Yeah, on the offensive line, I think they're hoping to get Boley and Furnish back by BC.
Well, Boley should be back. He practiced this past week. This is the left tackle that has not played this year. You know, here they've played a third of the season, and they haven't even had their left tackle, and the converted tight end, Whitmer, has really played well at left tackle. And have you ever heard of a guy doing what he's done?
I think Estes did a little bit of that when he went out and played in San Francisco. They moved him into a tackle after that. But yeah, I mean, that's they're right there with you the entire season, you know, for seasons and seasons. So they know the verbiage, they know the movements and stuff like that. So they get to block those guys too. So again, throwing some extra pounds on them and moving them in a spot, you know, hopefully it's not too bad.
Hey, watching the ACC this year with all the new teams, have you noticed anything interesting about SMU or Cal or Stanford?
Watched a little bit of the SMU game the other day. I mean, they look pretty tough. It's one of those things that's kind of they're trying to figure the regular ACC contenders out right now. And, you know, of course, the travel, I'm sure, is very, very different and difficult as far as going from one coast to the other. But yeah, I mean, you know, there's a couple of them that are going to surprise a few people.
Well, Mike, good to have you on. It's always good to hear your voice. I hope you and your family have a great fall here, and maybe we can get you back in before the end of the season.
Well, absolutely. Appreciate you guys always.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Take care, Mike. All right. We're going to head to break. Come back on the side. We got Dr. Boyd Rawls from Ortho, Virginia. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com.
Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Drive time edition of Who's Talking tonight. Hope you're tuned in and you don't tune in at 6 o'clock our normal time because we'll be signing off. We're on early tonight because of the Commander game tonight, which I guess is in Cincinnati, I believe. But at any rate, Frank and Hobbo in studio, and it's time now for the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. Boyd Rawls. Boyd, appreciate you calling in tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Boyd, so Mikhail Boley has not played this year, left offensive tackle. Much was expected of him. For many reasons. Number one, he plays the all-important backside left tackle position to protect the quarterback's blind side. He has not played this year, and Virginia has had to utilize a former tight end who, to my way of thinking, has played his way into a starting role. I mean, you never hear about anybody getting around him.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's quite a transformation, and depth is really important too, so it'll be great to have that extra depth when Boley does come back.
Well, Boley has been practicing, so he's had a high ankle sprain that was complicated by having surgery back in the spring, we believe, on the same ankle. Have you heard anything different from like Jody Smith or anybody else?
I haven't. Everybody's been pretty tight-lipped. I tried to reach out to Jody and couldn't get any intel out of him. It might just be that we're not really sure what's going on. I feel like these high ankle sprains kind of keep coming back to get us year after year, though.
What can they do from a standpoint of brace, tape, et cetera, to try to deal with an injury of that sort if they put him back out on the field?
Yeah, I mean, it's really like you said, bracing, and for these guys, it's usually more just real heavy, athletic taping around the ankle. Those high ankle sprains or injury to the ligaments kind of above the ankle joint proper, and a lot of these soft tissue things, ligament injuries, stuff like that, they just take forever to heal sometimes. Luckily for an offensive lineman, it's a little bit less critical. Could probably patch him up and get him back, back in there hopefully sooner than some of the skill positions. But I feel like we keep hearing about him, season after season.
Well, it's a brutal injury, particularly to basketball players. But rarely do you hear about a lineman that has to deal with something like this but so long. But anyway, let's move on to Cam Robinson, the all-star outside linebacker that provides serious playmaking ability for the Cavs. He got to play against Coastal Carolina. He had like 8 or 9 tackles and was very active. So he has come back from the sprained knee. Let's talk about that term, sprained knee. So a couple of weeks ago against, I believe, Wake, I think that's where he had the injury.
And
he got hurt away from the play, and it was a non-contact injury, meaning no one was engaged with him, no one fell on him, but he was trying to move around some players who were preventing him from getting to the ball carrier, and he seemed to sort of lose his balance, but he didn't go all the way down. But tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, that a sprain just in general sort of refers to, kind of a partial injury or some type of injury to either the sort of ligaments that are holding the knee together or any joint for that matter, or the joint capsule, which is sort of the thickening around the joint. It's typically not something that's any kind of a functionally prohibitive injury in terms of needing surgery and needing to be reconstructed like an ACL and to get back in play. But the treatment for those really just kind of is more you know, treating things acutely, getting the swelling down, getting them more comfortable, you know, icing them down, and then making sure they don't get too stiff in the meantime, and you know, working back up to where they were. So, yeah, that's
promising. Now, Boyd, for a sprained knee, would we be talking about MCL, ACL? What part of the ligament might likely be sprained?
Yeah, the knee sprains, to me, those tend to be more, and again, I'm a hand person, but for any of the knee people listening, but you know, I think of more the MCL and the kind of posterolateral corner, we call it. You know, the sort of lateral stabilizers of the knee. You know, all these things are pretty complicated. They do provide some stability for rotation and other stuff like that. But it's usually an MCL sprain is what I kind of think of as the most common.
Yes, I agree. Well, Boyd, we're going to have to leave it there. We want to thank you for joining us tonight. And you always do a great job for us and Ortho Virginia, and we will have you back in 3 weeks. And thank you for your support, sir.
Thank you, Boyd.
All right, we're headed to break, and we've got Dave Glenn, Mr. ACC Intelligentsia himself, joining us to talk a little bit about ACC football and the upcoming ACC basketball season. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to OrthoVirginia.com.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Season 16, hard to believe. And believe it or not, this is show number 533,
Cabo. Yeah, we were young men when this started.
I still had all my hair.
Well, you still have most of it.
I got most.
It's a little grayish now, though.
I've got gray around the temples. I mean, it's terrible.
Without question. Now, right. Someone who does not have gray hair, I'm sure, is Dave Glenn. The man is always youthful.
Pretty boy, Dave Glenn. Dave, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, guys. I may still be youthful, and I thank you for that adjective, but I definitely have plenty of gray. I can promise you that.
Hey, I tell you, who might have gray hair now is Mac Brown. I thought it was a fire drill at Keenan Stadium at halftime. People were leaving there like it was a four-alarm fire.
It was wild. I was there for part of that game. I had another game I had to cover, so I wasn't there for the full 70-burger that James Madison put on the Tar Heels. But it was surprising, guys, in part because Carolina had won three games and gotten off to a 3-0 start.
Yes.
In large part because its defense and special teams were pretty good through three games. And then James Madison, a team that only scored, I think it was 13 points against Gardner-Webb, which is an FCS team here in North Carolina, somehow scores 70 on a Carolina defense that had looked good, at least in some statistical categories on defense. But, I'm sure you guys saw the aftermath. Some people interpreted Mac Brown's words to his own team in the locker room after the game as like a resignation letter, and he had to come out later and clarify that he's not resigning, although there's plenty of Carolina fans wondering about his future now that that's his most recent result and the guy's in his mid-70s.
Well, I watched the entire game, and I've been sort of nibbling around the edges for a year or so with my, you know, Tar Heel friends, saying, you know, what's plan B? Where is Carolina going to go next for their head coach? And isn't it time for Mac to sort of shift and go to work maybe in the athletic director's office as a special assistant fundraiser or something? Because honestly, you can't go into a home game, you know, a third of the way into the season anywhere and do that. I mean, that JMU had a great game, but they're not a great team. The quarterback had a Hall of Fame game, Barnett. He looked like Randall Cunningham. I mean, I'm not picking on UNC. To me, it was mind-numbing. I've seen a lot of crazy things in sports. That's top five.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. You know, Carolina has to make a lot of big decisions. This is bigger than just 73-year-old Mack Brown.
Yeah.
Because as these ACC lawsuits continue, all these ACC schools are asking themselves, what do they want football to be in their universe? We already know that Florida State and Clemson, the two schools suing the ACC, we already know that they're football-first schools. And if they had a chance to jump to either the SEC or the Big Ten, the two leagues that are making the most money by far right now, the Seminoles and the Tigers would both jump. And we know, you know, only the grant of rights and a big exit fee are preventing that from happening already. Other schools have to decide, do you really want to spend the kind of money it takes to draw the interest of the SEC or the Big Ten if they keep getting bigger? Because I can promise you, Carolina, outside of Notre Dame and only a couple others, Carolina, UNC is one of the top targets if the SEC and the Big Ten keep getting larger.
Yes.
Because they'd add new geography to either of those leagues. They'd add TV eyeballs. They obviously have a very prestigious men's basketball program and many Olympic sports that are successful. And they've had at least occasional success in football. So there's a debate right now at UNC whether or not, if the day comes that the ACC shifts alignment-wise again, would the Tar Heels want to be in either one of those big football-playing leagues? And do they want to spend the tens of millions of dollars beyond what they already spend that would be required for them to be competitive in better leagues?
That's the question I have, is where is all the money going to come from? You know, you got scholarships, you got capital campaigns, you got NIL, you got more scholarships now. You know, it's like they all think there's a bottomless pit of money. Is there?
There's not at every school, and there's going to come a time at some point in all likelihood, Habbo. Remember, you know, there's that House NCAA lawsuit settlement that has not yet been approved by a judge out in California that determines, you know, in the future how these schools are going to be able to pay their own athletes name, image, likeness money and what that new world is going to look like, which is a huge step beyond what we already have, where NIL money comes from third parties, not directly from the university's athletic department. So that's a new expense of tens of millions of dollars for anyone who wants to stay in this game. And you're right, a lot of these schools just don't have, some of these schools, guys, have $200 million plus athletic department budgets on an annual basis. So of course Alabama and Ohio State and those types of universities can afford to play what is essentially semi-professional college football. But a lot of these other schools, including UVA in your backyard or UNC in my backyard, you could add the Hokies and the Wolfpack to that. The private schools, good luck to them. I mean, good luck to Vanderbilt of the SEC to try to keep up in this world. Even the major public universities, many of them, do not have the funds to truly step up if there is this some futuristic mega league where, you know, the Big Ten grows to 20 or more, the SEC grows to 20 or more, and they sort of become like the AFC and the NFC in the National Football League. There's a chance that's where all this is headed, and these schools and presidents and chancellors have to make decisions, at least the ones that are invited, they have to decide if they want to be a part of that.
Hasn't that become the cautionary nightmare that most of the universities are waking up to and saying, you know, we're not going down this path? You know, there's a reason Clemson doesn't use NIL money. Clemson,
I don't know, Frank.
Clemson does not have the alumni base that can make those huge gifts on top of their university gifts, on top of their traditional annual fund gifts for sports. And so Dabo, you know, has taken this approach of, I'm going to continue to recruit high school kids. I'm not going to rely on the portal. Now, Florida right. State has found out that sometimes the portal giveth and sometimes the portal taketh mm-hmm. away. And they are finding out that this whole world of college athletics isn't as easy as they thought it was. And their football program came within a hair of being 0-4.
The only pushback I would give you is on the financial side, where instead of
schools saying, you know, we've had enough of this. We're going to de-emphasize our football program. What do we have? We have FCS schools, like in Appalachian State in my backyard about a decade ago,
yep,
who decided rather than being the biggest fish in the FCS pond, or one of the biggest, they decided they wanted to jump to FBS. And here they are as a member of the Sun Belt. In your backyard, James Madison
JMU
made the big decision to do the jump as well. What else? Has anybody said no to the SEC and the Big Ten? Did Oregon or Washington say, oh, I don't know, that's too expensive? Did UCLA or Southern Cal say, I don't know, it's too expensive to compete with those football schools?
You
did
know,
Texas and Oklahoma say no to the SEC?
Yeah,
no, they
but honestly, there was such a frenzy a couple of years ago. It seems like that frenzy has died down. Now, maybe I have misinterpreted all the things I've read and the interviews I've heard, but this whole thing, that this whole lawsuit case that's in front of the House and that judge out there in California and all that, this thing has hit a brick wall. It is not moving. And right now, nobody has a feel for which way it's going to go. And to my way of thinking, what the university presidents and ADs need to do, of all the major universities, they should all go into a special convention and lock horns until they figure out what the NCAA and football should look like in the future and decide an equitable way to keep everybody playing, because if they butcher this thing any further and you only have 15 schools that are duking it out, I think there's a gigantic giant numbers in the population that will pull back. I think there will be the biggest retraction you've ever seen, and they'll just go watch pro football periodically, and if a game comes on, they'll watch it for a little bit, but they won't be glued to their school anymore, because honestly, people don't want to pay outrageously just to go sit in a stadium. I mean, it's the cost of going to a game now and taking your kids has gotten out of hand. The parking is out of hand. The whole experience is out of hand. And you know, we love football. We love college basketball.
You know, Dave, you know I'm Mr. Football. I think that's always important to point. Let me, before we let you go, let me ask you the one other question I have. Where does Title IX fit into all this?
Oh, boy, that's a complicated one. The short answer is even the schools themselves are not sure. Because once certain types of money start coming from the university, then Title IX comes into play. Well, remember, when the money is coming from Bob's Tractors, you know, Bob's Tractors doesn't have to follow Title IX the way universities do. So that's the short answer. But I'll remind you, Frank, that one of the reasons that realignment has slowed down is, A, the Florida State and Clemson lawsuits aren't over yet. If Florida State or Clemson gets a favorable result, then you're going to see another round of realignment. And B, the Big Ten and the SEC are running out of targets. I mean, other than Notre Dame and Florida State and maybe a UNC, maybe a UVA, maybe a Clemson, they're running out of football-oriented schools that would add more value than they would cost as another mouth to feed.
They're not going to split their shares. Listen, I don't think the Big Ten gives a rip about all these teams down in the South. I don't think they have any interest. I may be proven wrong. The SEC.
Just remember, a lot of people said they didn't care about the West Coast, and now they have Washington, Oregon, Southern Cal, and UCLA.
Yeah, but that's because they decided the value of the LA market. I know for a fact from everything I've read, the SEC could care less about Clemson and Florida State. They have no interest.
But the Big Ten would love to be in the Southeast. That's the difference.
Yeah, but the Big Ten will not pay them a full share. You watch. And
maybe
they're not going to do it. They got to realize they're going to get screwed.
Clemson's a little different than Florida State. Just remember, FSU is a big public university with a great football following in one of the most populous states in America.
Yep.
And that still matters for TV money reasons.
You know, but I heard Florida State was suing so they could join the Patriot League, you know, with their current.
Yeah.
You know, Hobo, back to real world. Tallahassee, unfortunately, is not some giant draw. Clemson is in a little teeny market. They have no draw. So the Big Ten may ultimately succumb to that, but it won't be a full share. I guarantee you. I'd bet dollars to donuts.
Just remember,
today and
Florida
tomorrow.
State and Clemson have a lot more people watching their football games, even in bad years, than other members of the ACC do.
Yeah,
Well, we have reason to have Dave back on. There's a lot of moving parts here all of a sudden.
Well, there always has been. We have about 30 seconds. Dave, based from what you see, read, hear, and surmise, what is going to happen with ACC and college football?
A lot depends on these lawsuits, guys. If the ACC gets a favorable result, then the ACC will remain mostly intact. If somehow the Seminoles or the Tigers get out at a really low price, we're going to see another round of realignment. So we got to watch these lawsuits. Until we see how they play out, it's just a complete guessing game where things are going to go from there.
Well, listen, we thank you for joining us tonight, as always.
Thank you, Dave.
A spirited contribution, as always. And sorry about your heels. It was a tough one, but, you know, Carolina's 3-1. You're 3-1.
Always good to be with you.
All right, thank you, Dave. All right, we're gonna go to break. We're going to come back with the Olympic news, and we'll take a look at the upcoming ACC football schedule, which does not include Virginia since the Hoos have a week off. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, thesaber.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need.
At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
Hey, we've had a good show tonight. We thank Mike Mullins, Boyd Rawls, and Dave Glenn. And next week, we are back at 6 o'clock, our normal time, with Jeff McDonald, former Virginia offensive lineman. We have a lot of offensive linemen between Brad Barnes, Jeff, and Mike Mullins.
They're smart.
That just shows how important the offensive line is. And special teams, Noah Greenbaum, a former Virginia punter and sponsor, he'll be on with us as well. And Dr. O. We'll do the Ortho Virginia report
Dr.
next week.
Dr. Owusu Achow.
Absolutely. And we got the Olympic report brought to you by...
our good friends at Fridays. Three area RVA Fridays. New lunch, new happy hour, same great bar. Brought to you by the happy hour every hour at your three Richmond RVA Fridays. In here, it's always Friday.
Absolutely. I like that happy hour every day, all day, all that kind of stuff.
Hubba just likes happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it's happy.
Hey, not so happy was the women's soccer result.
Oh.
They lost to Notre Dame, a game that was supposed to be Saturday, got postponed to Sunday. They lost to the Irish 1-0. The good news, the number three women's field hockey team defeated both California and Stanford on a West Coast trip.
Pretty good trick.
So they remain undefeated. The men's soccer, also out in California, we're spending a lot of money on travel these days, but they had a tie with the California Bears, a 1-1 tie. And women's volleyball is off to their best start since 2003. They defeated Middle Tennessee twice to run their record to 10-1. So volleyball off to a great start for this season.
All right, let's get on to the ACC football schedule that's coming up this week. This has been fascinating to my way of thinking. The addition of the three schools, Cal, SMU, and Stanford, and the struggles of Florida State and the initial bloody nose that Clemson suffered has made for a fascinating start to
Although
the season.
Although Clemson's bouncing back, and
we'll
get to that. But the Friday night game, I'll be the questioner here. The Hokies, who are off to a disappointing 2-2 start, have to go down to Coral Gables Friday night, ESPN, 7 o'clock. Do the Hokies have a chance?
They do. However, going to Miami against an undefeated team that has finally found their rhythm and has a stellar quarterback, Cam Ward for Miami. He's competing for the Heisman.
And I think the Canes are, up to 7 in the AP poll this week?
They're number 7 in the AP poll. But here's the thing. For whatever reason, VPI's offense is not in gear. They're making mistakes. They have a running game sometimes. They have a passing game that's there all the time. But not if Drones is off the mark. He's throwing a little bit off stride, and he's missing his men.
Yeah, a lot of people thought the Hokies were going to go to Miami 4-0. Unfortunately for them, they're 2-2. Another big game on Saturday, the Louisville Cardinal goes to Notre Dame. Big game for Louisville. They're an underdog, but do the Cardinals have a chance?
Yes. So the Cards are, top 15, 16 in the country, as is Notre Dame. This is an evenly matched game, and a lot is at stake. The winner of this game should go on and have a hell of a year.
And Louisville is our opponent after BC, so we're going to get to see the Cardinals in Charlottesville.
Just want to say this about Louisville. This is the good weather time of the year to be playing in South Bend.
Right.
And Louisville's receivers and backs should be able to make their cuts and so forth, and it won't just have to be a ground and pound type of game.
Three more games quick before we get out of here. We talked about North Carolina earlier. They have to go to Duke, play 4-0 Duke. Will Carolina right the ship?
This is a very dangerous game. Duke is off to a fantastic start, and a game in which they would have always looked forward to it now. The Tar Heel players have their back against the wall after
that
ugly loss.
Yeah, they got to perform better.
And their coach was embarrassed. I expect this to go down to the wire.
Should be a good game. And, the coach from Miami is now at Duke. Big, interesting game. Stanford, who had a road win at Syracuse, goes to Clemson to play a Clemson team that played well last week against NC State.
So Clemson coming off this monster win. What did they score, 59 points?
59-35, but yeah. The game wasn't that close.
Right. This is no place to go for most teams. And unfortunately, Virginia has to go down to Death Valley. Stanford played very well in the Dome. Going down to Death Valley is a completely different experience.
No, that's a tough assignment, although Stanford, I think, is better than people realized.
I never thought they were a bad team. We just weren't sure how their skill sets would match up against the ACC.
And last, before we get out of here, Florida State, that finally got a win at home over California, has to go to SMU. SMU is really good.
I see SMU winning this game. But that's not saying that much. Florida State's offense is a mess.
Yeah, which would leave Florida State 1-4 to start the season.
You know what? They lost too many players to the NFL and too many players to graduation, and they relied on too many people from the portal, and now it's caught up to them. And who cares? They sued the ACC. I hope they do lose.
Next Monday, we'll have a lot of discussion about Boston College, a challenging game for the Hoos, October 5th at noon, but I would say an opportunity game. You know, that's a game that if Virginia can play well and win, that would really set up the season.
Well, Boston College has to play Western Kentucky at home this week, and they're playing at High Noon in Chestnut Hill. It'll be very interesting to see how that game goes. Western Kentucky typically has some pretty good athletes and should be competitive. Boston College is good. If Boston College handles Western Kentucky, look out. All right, next week's show, Monday, September 30th, we're back to our normal time, 6 o'clock. Jeff McDonald, Noah Greenbaum, Dr. O, Owusu Achao.
Go Hoos, and thank you all for listening. We'll talk again next Monday night.
Go Hoos.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.